Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Monday, November 16th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office has issued warrants for the Lobato brothers, 18-year-old Angel and 19-year-old JoJo from Lake Wales. They each have Polk County Sheriff's Office warrants for grand theft of a motor vehicle, vehicle burglary, giving false information during a capital felony, tampering with evidence, and accessory after the fact of a capital investigation. They are wanted in several crimes in Polk County and recently fled from law enforcement in Flagler County. They are to be considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information on their whereabouts, please contact Detective Brannon at 863-298-6200, 863-298-6200, or if you wish to remain anonymous, contact Heartland Crime Stoppers, 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. You can dial **TIPS from your cell phone, visit heartlandcrimestoppers.com and click submit a tip, or on the go with the P3 Tips mobile app on your smartphone or tablet. Your local events, the Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. Float registration is now $100 for chamber members, $150 for non-members, and free for chamber partners, bronze level and above. Don't delay, the deadline to register for the 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is this Friday. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, ground level in Bowling Green, is looking for an accounts payable clerk. 1 year of Microsoft Excel and accounts payable experience is preferred. Tractor Supply Company in Wauchula is looking for a team member. A high school diploma or GED and retail experience is preferred. And the Hardy Correctional Institution in Wauchula is looking for a correctional officer trainee. A driver's license and high school diploma or GED are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather, 80 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 84, mostly cloudy, 37% chance of rain. Air quality is fair, the maximum UV index is 2. Winds north-northeast at 9 miles an hour, wind gust at 12 miles an hour, humidity 68%, indoor humidity 68%. Dew point is 69 degrees Fahrenheit, the cloud cover 76%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 12,300 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:42 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday, partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Monday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, clear, less humid, with lows in the upper 50s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Annual renewal for the Georgia Agriculture Tax Exemption, or GATE program, is now open. GATE cardholders who renew for 2021 will automatically be placed on the new three-year renewal program and will receive their next renewal invoice in 2024. According to GeorgiaFarmBureau.org, all current cards will expire December 31st. The GATE program was created through legislation to offer qualified ag producers a sales tax exemption on ag equipment and production inputs. USA Pears will launch the 2020 edition of its annual World Pear Day December 5th. World Pear Day comes as the USDA proclaims December National Pear Month. While the event has always included a strong digital and social media component, this year's pandemic edition will feature more online events. Pear lovers can connect through USA Pears social media channels and by using hashtag World Pear Day. Robert Bonney, an Obama appointee at the USDA and now head of an initiative to identify ag's role in mitigating climate change, will lead a review of the USDA to prepare the way for the incoming administration. According to Agriculture.com, Biden has narrowed his focus to four issues: COVID-19, economic recovery, racial equality, and climate change. The Washington Post reports transition team ideas include the creation of a carbon bank at the USDA to pay farm and forest owners to store carbon in their soils.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zimatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Tropical Storm Ada made landfall in Florida twice last week, bringing with it heavy rains and strong winds. Here's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Mostly we have seen some impacts across southern Florida in the days leading up to Ada arriving across South Florida. And then during the day of landfall, we saw wind gusts in excess of 50 miles per hour along the southeastern Florida coast. Cities like Miami, West Palm Beach, all seeing wind gusts at or above 50 miles per hour. Then we saw some excessive rainfall from November 5th through the present, and we have seen totals anywhere from 6 to 12 inches widespread across southern Florida, particularly along the East Coast, some isolated totals as high as 16 inches or more.
Rippey reporting there after the first landfall, the second hitting on Thursday. Now, how are these conditions impacting agriculture in the Southeast?
There have been some disruptions in winter vegetable planting preparations and early planting across South Florida, especially in the Homestead area. Then we've seen some disruptions to citrus and sugarcane harvest activities across interior sections of South Florida. Otherwise, at this point, we've seen relatively few impacts other than the gusty winds, the local flooding.
Ada is one of 12 named storms to make landfall in the U.S. in 2020.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zimatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The S&P 500 closing at a record high for the first time since September, posting its second weekly gain in a row. The index rose 1.4%, bringing its gain for November to 9.6% now. Hopeful news this week on progress toward a coronavirus vaccine prompted investors to plow money into stocks, especially those of smaller companies, which stand to benefit greatly as the economy recovers. Those gains came at the expense of winners of the stay-at-home economy like Netflix and Amazon that investors have been favoring during the pandemic. The Dow gained 399 points today to close at 29,479. The NASDAQ ahead 119 to 11,829. The S&P up 48 to 3,585. New York oil off 92 cents at $40.20 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tampa Bay mauls Carolina 46-23. Bucks quarterback Tom Brady threw for 341 yards and was involved in four touchdowns. Says they need more performances like this one.
It's in there. We just got to do it consistently and continue to make plays and run the ball like we ran it today. The line did a great job, and then keep getting the ball to the guys who can make plays with it. And there were a lot of guys spread it around quite a bit today, and it's going to have to keep improving, getting better. And we got a huge game coming up Monday night.
And that would be against the Rams, who beat Seattle 23-16. Jared Goff passing for 302 yards. Darius Williams picking off two throws. Elsewhere, Drew Brees was pulled at halftime with a rib injury after passing for just 76 yards, but Alvin Kamara scored three times. And the Saints' defense largely stifled San Francisco, 27-13 the win, six straight now for the Saints. Dustin Johnson wins his first Masters, finishing with a 20-under 268. breaking by 2 shots the record set by Tiger Woods in 1997 and matched by Jordan Spieth in 2015. College football, number 25 Tulsa in the poll for the first time in 10 years. Number 9 Indiana set to play the first top 10 matchup in their program's history. The top 25 mostly stagnant this weekend after 4 of the top 5 teams didn't play and only one ranked team lost this weekend. The top 8 teams remain unchanged. Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State 1, 2, and 3, followed by Clemson, Texas A&M, Florida, Cincinnati, and BYU. Speaking of college football, South Carolina fired coach Will Muschamp with 4 years remaining on his contract. He and his Gamecocks are 2-5 this season. They lost their third straight Saturday, 59-42 at Ole Miss. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time on Hardyman Day today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: you grow up the day you have your first real laugh at yourself. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I'm Ben Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.